Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. 90 Day Fiancé Love in Paradise Recap, Season 3, Episode 10. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Well, look, as we get into this week's episode, man, you know, it looks like we're winding down on this season, right? And as we kick things off this week, we are starting with this wonderful couple that you just happen to love so much, Jessica and Juan.
Jessica and Juan. So she's heading back to the cold of Wyoming, and Juan's ready to get back on the ship, get some action.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he only got limited action here because apparently, you know, Megan has been running interference the whole time. Now, she was supposed to, you know, really run interference with the kids. Instead, it seemed like she was blocking the intimacy between Jessica and Juan. But, you know, so here it is. Jessica, her spoiled boys and her security guard, they're leaving. And I think Juan did a good job of talking to the boys before they left for the airport. I mean, I like the conversation she had with them, right?
It did. I mean, I think he did a good job bonding with the boys. I know that have to be tough. They did get a chance to have some alone time, maybe not like what they would want, thanks to Megan being there. And I mean, she had the morning sickness going on too. So maybe she wasn't, and I have no idea if you have morning sickness, do you still want to get it on at night? Probably not, I would think, but I don't know. Plus, if I just saw you going, I would be like, I can't, can't touch you, babe. You just threw up. I can't.
However, I still see was like, okay, that was this morning. It's nighttime. It's morning sickness, not nighttime sickness. What are you doing?
That was hours ago. Just look that way. You don't have to breathe in my face. Just look that way.
Matter of fact, you know, this is, we like dogs, right?
As I must say, babe, see those dogs running over there?
Huh? You know, it really feels like Juan is, you know, feeling the pain of Jessica and the kids leaving. And, you know, like you said, at least until he steps foot on that ship and is like, time to make some tips.
What's that money? That temptation's going to be there. And he's on the boat for, he's on the ship for what, 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's going to come out there for two.
Yeah. So, after 2 months, yeah.
Yeah. He's ready to go get some, maybe just get some action. Maybe he's just happy to be have a break from the boys.
Yes.
That has been a lot. Yeah. If you've never had kids around you and then those two clingy people. Boys, yeah, that would be a lot.
Not just clingy. Those boys are rude as hell. Let's be honest. Those boys were like, those are the kids that, you know, when people are like, hey, would you like the baby? No. Because the minute they say, you're not my daddy, and you got to go pull them out the wall, I don't want to have to go to the cops. Okay? Look, Darren is right there with us. Says Juan is ready to go make those tips. Debbie says, I quit watching the show, but I enjoy your reviews. Thank you, Debbie. We definitely appreciate you. And No Channel says agrees with you. Juan is going back to kid-free, living-free, laissez-faire, hands-off. Just even though I know that's a different language, but still, you know, he's just ready for it. Matter of fact, he probably speak like 4 or 5 different languages after those kids leave just because.
Well, he's kid-free, and he's also Megan-free. Mm-hmm. Because there's that too. Megan the whole time giving him side eye.
Yes.
And you know, he can feel it. He just knows that she's talking crap under her breath. Mm-hmm. So he's happy to be done with her too. So who knows? What do you think? What's your prediction? Is he going to walk the straight and narrow while he's on the cruise before he goes to Wyoming? Or do we think that he's going to do a little something strange for some extra change?
If he is smart, he'll make sure there's at least a trip in between before Jessica gets on the trip. He's going to make those tips. He's got to finish the housing back in Columbia so that he's able to, you know, at least rent it out and make some Airbnb money, some rental money. So he's going to flirt. Is he going to cheat? I'm going to take this man at his word and think that he's not cheating, okay?
We'll see. you know, we'll see what happens. You know, we shall see.
Darren says Juan is hoping for a singles cruise. Aren't they all? Look, even the Disney cruise is probably singles cruise.
No, Disney cruise will be a bunch of kids. It's going to remind him of those two boys.
So our next couple, Matthew and Anna, right? It's mm-hmm. Matthew's last night in Brazil. And he hasn't seen Anna since he last told her. It's going to be about 2 years, which we thought was like, okay, so what's the big deal? But come to find out that he'd lied to her along the way, right?
No, I don't think he lied to her. He just didn't tell her the truth.
Okay, that's called lying. Listen to him, Mr. Liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's what lying is. Not telling the whole truth is a lie. And
alternative facts.
He was telling her eight. All right, Trump. See,
this alternative facts.
This is what happens when you want to see the rest of the video. You know, you're one of those. Terrell is one of those rest of the video. I want to see the whole video, people, right? And that's what you get when you see this in this space, because he told her 8 to 12 months. And now she's like, wait a minute. But this is an extra 2 years, which it's only when she said that I really understood. She said, it's going to be double the time. Is he playing me for a fool, right? But then she comes to dinner, which he wasn't sure she was going to show up. And it feels like they both have the same concerns.
Well, how are you being played for a fool when he paid to send himself down to Brazil mm-hmm. every time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one thing if she was spending her money to come to Dallas and he's, oh, yeah, babe, you're the one. I'll wait. He's losing. If he's playing her for a fool, he's losing in that case.
It's Brazil. You've heard the stories of people going to Brazil.
Yeah. And he was going there to see her. Mm-hmm. Wasn't like just, you know, a boys trip to Brazil, because we know how that ends. But he was going to be with her, so I didn't see the big deal. But you know what's funny is every time she talks, mm-hmm. I wonder, is Anna really not that smart? I don't think it's like a language thing. She just doesn't seem bright.
Why? Why would you say that?
Well, it's the way that she talks. It's almost, and I know she's 27, but it's almost like she's 16 or something. It's just really immature in how she talks.
It's that old man you, but continue, please. Go ahead.
Could be. Maybe, yeah.
You know,
maybe
when you're like, oh my God, you're 21. You look so young. That means you're getting, fellas, if you ever say that, that just means you're getting old. Okay, continue.
Yeah, she just doesn't seem all that sharp when they talk. And then even the whole blow up from last week that fed into this week's episode, mm-hmm. it's like she's not done any research at all. She's just trusting whatever Matthew says. When Matthew says it's going to happen, this is when it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't seem that bright to me.
And, you know, it's interesting because someone said this in the comments from last week's episode. Wait a minute. She's an English teacher and she hasn't Googled anything about how this process works. I understand that. But at the same time, you can Google this, and the things you find online are never going to tell you exactly what it is. Okay. Let's not act as if everything online is updated. You've come across some sites. You're like, wait a minute now. When's the last time you all actually did this? You know what I mean? So don't act as if everything's updated. So she's trusting what he's telling her because he's talking to the people.
Even if, okay, so let's say she didn't Google it. She could do what young people would do, is look at past people on the show mm-hmm. and just, hey, I'm on this season, season 3 of Love in Paradise. Have a couple questions for you. What was your process like? How long did it take? And she's not the first one from Brazil, mm-hmm. right? So she could easily do that without Googling, just reach out to people who've gone through the same process and was on the exact same show easily. Her producer could get her that content info.
Well, yeah, they're not going to give that because they want to provide the drama, of course. Mm. Let's be honest. We know what the producers are there for, to get the drama. That's what, as we've noticed in these shows, the more you watch them, the more you notice they're trying to push the drama anyway, right or wrong?
Right. I know they're trying to push the drama. I'm saying that if she wanted to research any of this stuff, and possibly she could have, I don't believe it, but if she really wanted to, she could. She just doesn't come across that sharp to me. And I think if that's what Matthew wants and it makes him happy, great. You're going to have someone that moves to Dallas and you're going to have to like hold her hand and teach her every single thing. Great.
I'm sure she'll be fine. But, you know, Indigo Blue 50 agrees with you and says, when he was praying, then she said, may the force be with you, not bright. Hold up. Let's not act as if the force in Star Wars, you know, is not all about, you know, some sort of religious belief at some core value of it with the force and everything else. This unknown force that we've seen, you know. And if you really want to piss off Star Wars fans, may the force be with you.
Are you about to really nerd out right now on what her I'm comment just, about Star Wars?
Yes,
you just got
yes,
you
yes,
just got upset. Yes. Hey. Don't you be talking about Star Wars like that. See, I appreciate JD. JD says, I agree, Terrell. She does seem or is acting much younger than 27. I'm just saying.
JD, how old are you? You're not 28. Let's not even pretend. I have no idea who JD is. I know from that comment, definitely not 28.
He probably won't. He's probably not 28, but she's not acting like a 27-year-old. But, you know, it teaches their own. It is what it is. So she gets over it and she's like, will you wait for me for 2 years? And of course, he was like, will you wait for me for 2 years? Mm-hmm. And then when she said, well, anything could happen in 2 years, COVID, apocalypse, a comet, I was like, Jesus.
I think of big things. Just like, which I agree. And definitely thinking of the big things and going at, like, look. I like her thought, train of thought here. Anything can happen. It's true. Did we expect COVID to happen?
Well, statistically, people have been saying for a while there's going to be some type of pandemic.
This is what happens when you want to be right.
That actually has been some conversation. Apocalypse? I mean, you know, depending on what church you go to, I've been hearing the end is coming since I was a kid when I went to church. Comet? That's just watching too many movies.
Hey, at this point, we got guns in the house just to make sure when the zombies come, we can at least, you know, kill a couple of them first. Or re-kill, I should say. And by zombies, I mean anybody that doesn't belong inside.
Yeah.
If you don't belong in the house, you don't have an invitation, you're a zombie at this point.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah, officer, all these zombies in my house. Had to kill them.
Hey, I've been watching TV. COVID. I was stuck in the house. I had no... Well, look, the funny thing is, when he asks her if she will wait for him, she's like, yes, forever. And then they pinky swear. Which was enough reason for her to just be like, you know what? The hell with this. I'm done. If she said that at that point,
you don't pinky swear?
Yeah, when I was like 5, 7, maybe 9 at the latest.
I'm just saying, that's when you pinky swear, that's real. That's like, that means something.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, it's like pinky swear. That's, that to me, that still means something to this day.
Is that what you do now? You pinky swear?
Yeah, that's right. When I'm at the office trying to close deals. All right, gentlemen, let's pinky swear on it.
And look, to my point, I just want to point this out. Thank you, JD, for coming forth and admitting you're not 28. See, 45-year-old queen, every birthday. That's funny. I celebrate my 21st every year, too. I celebrate my 21st until it meets my 20th. You were there for my 20th, so you know. You may not remember, but I do. It was a hell of a weekend. But yeah. So
I think I remember now. I think it's coming to me.
Yeah.
I remember that. Me and Darren playing dominoes.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Stop right there. Did I say that? My wife watches the show. Stop it. What is wrong with you? Damn it, man.
All I said was me and Darren playing dominoes. Then, yeah, that's the rest. I know what else happened.
Oh, man. All right, let's move on. Jordan and Everton. Back in Jamaica, and Everton is acting blind as to what's wrong with Jordan, you know. But, you know, one of the things he does say is that he thinks they need to take some more time to talk about the future some more?
Because, I mean, after 12 years, you're just not sure. You know, I get it. You know, you're with somebody for 12 years, you're like, wait a minute, okay.
What are we doing?
That 12 year mark, are we good to shit or do we get off the pot? Like, what do we do?
Well, it's been 12 on and off, okay? And there was COVID in between where she was supporting him. I mean, maybe he just thought she was just looking out for him as a charity case, you know, for just 35 cents a day. Maybe that's, you know, who knows? It could have been anything.
It was on. I'm sure they were either having some video chats, some sexting, all that stuff. I'm sure there was something that was going on. But regardless, I guess.
Because she doesn't pay for everybody else.
Exactly. So maybe they do need to talk. I'm just thinking after 12 years. But how did Jordan just assume that we were back engaged and we never even had a conversation about that?
Yeah, so she made some assumptions about the relationship, right? Like, okay, we're back together, so we're automatically re-engaged. And this is where the problems come in. Because when you think about the assumptions about a relationship, and I don't know if you've ever made an assumption about a relationship before, or somebody else made that assumption about a relationship, but there's certain things. Ladies, you got to keep in mind, the things that happen that if you set the parameters in the beginning, and yes, things change, but a conversation has to be had at some point for those things to change, especially in a man's eyes, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been a victim to making assumptions, you know.
Do tell.
I'll just say there were times I thought that we were together. I thought this was going really well. And then you get ghosted.
You know, or, are we back to this ghost again?
I'm just saying, like, you know, I've assumed
the everything was going, we just talked about it.
Everything was going great. And then, you know, you get a breakup text before Christmas and just whole world flipped upside down. You're like, So I've made some of those assumptions. But here's the funny thing is I've made some of those like assumptions that things are great. But what I've not done is I've always felt I've always been pretty upfront about what this is, you know, for the most part. I'm sure there's somebody in my past that could easily come on and be like, that's bullshit. But for the most part, I'm like, hey, we're together. I just want a date. This is just friends with benefits. I want a relationship, whatever.
See, and that's kind of where I thought you were going to go first. And then you threw that curveball of the Christmas breakup, you know, no Christmas gifts, no New Year's kiss, you know.
Nothing.
But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you can't meet somebody and talk about, oh, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, which sounds like moving away and never having that, you know, okay, well, obviously we're just going to have fun until you leave. And then all of a sudden, hey, what are we doing? What are we doing? See, this is why communication, when they talk about the main thing in a relationship is communication, this is what Jordan and Everton don't have, this communication. Because at what point do you just assume, okay, we're back together, so automatically we are back engaged? Because that engagement has to feel like an engagement. Remember, even when she told her friends, she's like, yeah, well, I don't have a ring, but yeah, we're engaged. They're like, you're not engaged.
Right. But also, if even though the acting is poor, maybe Jordan is just that naive. You know, I mean, really look at this whole relationship and look at everything she's been doing. Takes a mortgage out in her house to help Everton. And obviously Everton's using that money to help a lot of other people. So she's just,
as we'll find out next week,
she's just very naive. And I think she, for her, that walk to go get water helped her realize, like, this is why Everton can separate business from the relationship. I'm like, no, it's bullshit. What Everton is doing is he's keeping the money train going because you are going to help take care of him and his family and anyone else that he wants. Unbeknownst to you, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, but it's not like it's a come up for them because it's really not anything. They still don't have water. They still haven't moved, right? Darren says they're great at communicating about buying property. You know, here's the thing that pops about that, though. Jocelyn has a great point. Seems fake. I'd like to see the land in the Cayman Islands. Is there general contractor, architect, permitting, construction, anything to show us this land that they supposedly bought? You know what? I'm gonna take them at their word. As you and I have talked about many times, right? The things about this that we can say, we can be pessimists about so many storylines in reality TV, right? But one of the things that we made a vow to do as we do this is we're gonna take them at their word until it becomes unfriggin' believable.
Right. I mean, that's all we can do. Take them for the word. That land, maybe in our mind, we're thinking like a huge piece of land.
Yeah.
It could be maybe 1 acre. You know, it could be something small. Have no idea what they bought. And I'm thinking if the plan is, I think they're going to put apartments and stuff there, right? So he'd probably move his mom and them into it where they have running water and don't have to make that long walk.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's really interesting because even No Challenge says 12 years, I just don't understand them. And Steady C says Everton is shiesty. Now, is he is he really taking advantage of her in that manner? Or, I mean, she's really, yes, you say that. More K11 says, sounds like friends with benefits and Everton is definitely benefiting. Well, so is she, obviously. There's something she's getting out of this. It's been 12 years. Obviously, there's something she's getting out of this.
What is she really getting out of it from Dallas?
I don't know, but I have no idea.
You know what I mean? So it's not like it's like great sex or whatever. She's in Dallas. He's there. She's giving him money.
You have no idea how great that sex is. It might be good enough to last for a year or two. Who knows?
Okay.
I'm just saying. And JD really questions this though. Come on, I'm not the only one wondering. Every week, I just how the heck did he pull Jordan, and what the heck is the matter with her? Something is off. Is there?
Oh, she's a little off. I mean, you got to admit, she's a little off. And I'm not knocking, you know, what she does on OnlyFans to make money. The want to walk around everywhere nude. Mm-hmm. When your friends come over, you're going to open the door just nude. Like, she's a little off.
You've never had a friend like that, that you go over and they open the door nude?
Male friend? No.
I didn't say male friend. I said, have you ever had a friend? She's a woman. So have you ever had a woman friend that when you go over, she opens the door nude?
Have I had that happen? Yes. It was awesome. But Jordan was about to sleep with her friends that came over to the house. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. So, I think something's off with Jordan personally. Yes. And I think Everton is just taking advantage of her.
You know, and it feels like a lot of people are thinking that in the live chat right now. So, I mean, I get it. I see why people may think that. And honestly, it's been 12 years. There's a lot of questions about them. A lot of questions. And you don't really see that. And you don't really see that. I haven't seen any lovey-dovey, anything with them at all. It's all conversation. There's been nothing to show that there's this chemistry between the two.
Well, the waterfall when he did the naked photo shoot.
Even then. Look, who was more interested, him or the tour guy?
The tour guide and the camera crew.
Exactly. That cameraman was standing up. Probably more ways.
I'm going to have to sit down for this one. Just give me about 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Look, we still got a couple more people to get to. We still got Scott and Lady to get to, and of course, April and Valentine. But before we get there, Latisse Thomas says, okay, Mr. Prada. The black t-shirt works much better than the white printed one that you wore for the last taping. It gives you just being discharged from the hospital. Because somebody said that in the comments from yesterday's Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. And after they said that, all I see is you in this hospital gown for the entire episode.
I fell out laughing when I saw the comment. Then I'm watching, I'm like, now I can't unsee it.
That was actually hilarious. I was like, what the hell? How did I not see that?
I had that on all day too. Went to brunch wearing that shirt. Thought I was cute, but apparently.
Did you get
like I just getting out of the hospital?
Did you get a discount at the bar? Like, look, apparently he just got out. cut him a break.
Yeah. You need some extra vodka in your Bloody Mary. I got you, boss.
Oh, my God. Hey, Karen says, leave Terrell alone. No.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. I'm glad somebody has my back.
Why? But why? Your favorite couple is Scott and Lydia. And before we even get there, you know, Trisha Ann had to say, hey, it's Terrell. And hey, it's Yanni. As we talk about it's Scott and Lydia. You know,
listening to Nicole and Lydia talk is just draining.
Why?
It's just painful. Just listen to them both talk. I don't see the purpose of Lydia even being on this show. Mm-hmm. It's dumb. They're trying to call Scott a liar, and I'm like, he didn't lie.
Right.
You know,
well, no. Because, like Nicole said, Scott was lying because he said he hasn't had any communication with his ex, which, to be fair, was a lie.
But to be fair, we would all say that same thing. We're trying to date somebody. I'm going to talk to my ex. So, you know, but... So even still, listen to Nicole and Lydia just go off, and they're at the spot, and that poor person that was working on Lydia's feet, I'm sure she needs to get an extra tip. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Even from here, I was just like, goodness.
Stop it. You're so bad, man. But look, to your credit though, Lydia even made the whole model comparison, right? Just not the way you did. She thought she was the advanced model.
No, she's the older model. The other girl, that's the 2023 version.
Well, more like maybe 2018, 2017.
Lydia's a Chevy Nova. They don't even make them anymore. She's a Chevy Nova.
Now, apparently Lydia's picker is off. Because she likes liars, as Nicole lets out. You know, her daddy had a whole other family, all other kids, and now there's a Scott. I'm like, so she's only dated and talked to two men in her entire life, huh?
Yeah, and I'm just like, Nicole, pick one, Spanish mm-hmm. or English. When you're getting interviewed, you could say it in Spanish, and they put the words up, because she said, is Scott not is the best? Stop it. What? Just say it in Spanish. And you'd be fine. You have to go.
She speaks English way better than you speak Spanish.
Okay.
I just want to point this out because it's easy to make fun of people speaking English, and that's not their
language. All I'm saying is just speak your own language, and it just sounds better than to say Scott not is the best.
That is not the way that Texas thinks. Texas is like, you're in America.
Well, and her dad had a whole nother family on the side. I mean, that's messed up. We all know people. Mm-hmm. Not so much either who have done that or been affected by that. But then also, as we get to know Lydia, we're like, I get it.
You know, Mona says Lydia knew that man was married. And you know what? That man might not have been married, but he was like, oh, shit, I'm married. He might have just been like, the hell with this. I am not dealing with this craziness for the rest of my damn life.
I'm married. Now will you leave? Will you leave now?
That might have really been what happened. But look, so we get that time with them in the getting the pedicure, or as Darren says, Lydia forgot to get a foot job. We get to see Scott, and Scott decides, you know what, look, things didn't work out with Lydia. I got a week and a half left here. I'm going to make the best of my time in the DR. So he's going to bring Liz in. She shows up, and we find out a number of things. The first thing is, Scott is such a softie. He cried immediately.
Yeah. You know... I saw that First off, kudos to Scott. Because Scott's I paid to come out here to the DR. I want to have some DR sex, not having with Lydia. So let me send in the lefty, send in the sub, and fly her in. Mm-hmm. Which he probably already had that plan, because it wasn't like, hey, this ended, so I'm going to fly you in next week. But regardless, good for him. But the way that he was all emotional, and he could be feeling those things. I'm not knocking him for that. I'm knocking him for crying. But here's the deal. It couldn't be me. You don't ghost me for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And he kept emailing her, even though she would not respond. Kept messaging her over and over and over. So she finally checks her old email account. It couldn't be me. And then when you get back, like, we got to have a chat. Before I get to hugging and crying on you, we got to talk about a couple things before you even get. I wouldn't even pay to fly you to the DR.
Like Sedan's fan says, Scott is coming off as desperate. He'll take whatever, whenever, whoever. Whoever being Liz. But here's where we find out more of the details. Because first, he said he hadn't been in contact with his ex. Then he said, well, she reached out to me. And then now we find out, no, he's been cyber stalking her. For a year and a half, and she finally checks her quote-unquote old email. You know, in other words, the man she was seeing, they broke off. So she said, well, let me go check these old emails that I've ignored this entire time and put in the junk mail or do not read in the block segment. She went back and got those and was like, oh, well, I'm here to fight for my man.
So technically, he didn't lie. He hadn't been in communication with his ex. If I text your old number, I'm not in communication with you.
Do you really believe it was an old email?
If I send an email to your EDU email address from college that you don't check, we're not in communication. I'm reaching out, but he has not been in communication with her. So technically, what a lie.
Thank you, Michelle. Scott has been lying this whole time, and he tried. Exactly. He tried. Look, Darren is like, as soon as she saw he was on 90 Day, the zombie came out. That's probably his last email. Hey, so we're shooting a TV show, and I'd love for you to come on. She's like, you know what? You know, and Dina has a great point in this, too. Says, Scott said, I missed you. And she's like, I know you did. She wanted that free trip. Exactly, Dina. Exactly.
Yeah, I miss you so much. Word. Cool. And so he was just way too, probably smothering her is to me what it seems like. I mean, just that would just be a bit much. She just wants to, hey, let's reconnect, let's have some fun and see where it might lead. Yeah. But he is just, oh, I missed you so much, dude. Just that would be a whole lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And she's a lot younger too. So she's like, I'm in my 20s. I just want to have some fun.
Is she in her
20s? Yeah, I think she's 29.
Okay. By the way, hey, shout out to your homie CJ. He's checking in from Facebook. Says steroids can make you overly emotional. So he's got an excuse for Scott crying too, see?
CJ, my man.
Long time, man.
My man.
One of the very beginning guys.
Yeah, yeah. I still have my fuck Ted Cruz candle in my bathroom downstairs. So.
Look, and JD Terrell is saying, no, Terrell, that SOB was in contact with her before he came to meet up with Lydia. Which is kind of what you were saying, though. You said he already has kind of like, hey, if this doesn't work out, use this ticket to come to DR. If not, I'll see you in Florida.
Plan B.
Or Z.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta be prepared. Gotta be prepared.
You know, it's interesting. Here's the thing that Liz said, that Scott started talking about marriage, and that freaked her out. So they broke up. I want you to pay attention to those words right there. She said, you know, we broke up. No. You broke up with him. He still thought y'all were together because he said you disappeared. So here we talk about this communication again. And here we are once again in communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't break up. You ghosted him.
Yes. Well, she zombied him now. She got to flip that around and zombied him.
Yeah. And now she's back and he's like, he picks her up and she's just like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is great. I was like, okay, Hulk smash, put her down.
Look, she was there for the trip. Like DJ said, she's there for a good time, not a long time. She was there to do that. And then, hey, you know, my funds are running low. I need some more money. Help me out. Like Dionne White says, Magilla Gorilla slobbering her down is not what she's looking for.
Yeah, but I mean, Scott's just desperate. He's mm-hmm. desperate to be loved by somebody. I mean, you could easily just say, hey, have fun with the 29-year-old. You left mm-hmm. the Crypt Keeper. Have yep. fun with this girl. Enjoy your time. And then you go back to the U.S. If anything happens again with Liz, great. Yep. But he's just clenching on to anybody that shows him something. The fact that he's gone through this much time with Lydia, to me, says a lot.
Right. Yeah, very true. He's definitely... Well, he wants his time on TV, let's be honest. I mean, he's going to try and make that work. And then was like, you know, guys, if this doesn't work out, I've got a backup plan.
Yeah. And their kissing game, did you make any notes about that? I'm just looking at it. I was like, ugh, the way you're doing it is weird.
You know, one thing these reality TV dating shows tell you is that a lot of people have no idea how to kiss. Well, Matthew and Adam, they don't kiss like they know each other. Right or wrong? And now Scott and Liz, like, she looks like, oh, I don't really want to, but I'm here and I need his fatigue.
He kisses like a Pac-Man. It's just like, I'm out, out, out. That's just what it looked like. I was like, what are you doing? Trying to eat her face or what?
I'm going to tell you something, man. Stop watching these. Stop watching porno to figure out how to get stuff done. It's not working. This is not working for some of y'all. Oh, my God. Look, last couple, April and Valentine. They're leaving Santo Domingo, and April just shits all over Santo Domingo, and Valentine's like, yep, yo sé. He's like, I know you didn't like Santo Domingo. Because she's like, yeah, I'm so happy to leave. I did not like Santo Domingo. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. April's annoying. There, I said it. April's just annoying.
I want you to get that out. Because
I just had to.
You've been thinking that for a while.
Yeah, she's shitting on his home mm-hmm. the whole time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's. I feel it'd be very disrespectful.
It's not like he didn't warn her. He told her.
Yeah. Yeah, he warned her, hey, this is not the resorts or whatever else. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I think Valentine's making too big a deal of her not wanting to take a shit at his mom's house. Like, that's disrespectful. But she just didn't like being there. But she was very judging. She was trying to say, I hope I don't act like that I made them feel like I judged them. I'm like, you did.
Yes.
You were judging everything about that place. Even the time you left from the airport, as you started driving out there, you're like, we're staying over here.
Okay. That alone, right? Because even driving through the streets, she had a big issue with that. When they get to the hotel, she's like, looks old. At that point, though, mm-hmm. what did he think was going to? And I get it. He thought he prepared her. He's like, look, it's not a big place. It's not this. We don't have the money. It's not like the resorts. But yeah, she can't help it. She's bougie as shit.
Yeah, she is. But I just don't understand. You've been going to the DR a lot. You got a business there. You're dealing in another country. Like, just have a little bit more manners about this. Because you're really, to me, it's you're making it seem like you're better than all these people. And you live better than any of them. These people are living their regular lives. This is their Tuesday for them, for this little thing that you got a chance to go see, and she just shitted on it.
Exactly. You know, the thing about it too is, I think because it's so big, right? People skip past the parts that they don't need to see when you're here in America, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are places here in America where there's not running water either. You just don't have to see it if you don't want to. And just like for her, she didn't have to see it because she's on the resort at all times. Matter of fact, where her business is out by the resort.
Right.
Because it's dealing with, you know, the tourists, the high-end tourists. And come to think of it, it's actually not a bad business. Hey, somebody doesn't want to ride a bus with the rest of the common folk? Here, take one of my transports and we'll get you there. Because it's the thing that a lot of people do. So here is what it is with her. It's this mindset. But you mm-hmm. know what you're dealing with. And you speak of Google for Anna. April should have goddamn used Google. As a doctor, as a business owner, as a gym owner. All the stuff that you are. And you're in Houston. I done been to Houston. Let's not act like it's all resorts. Okay?
Depends on what side of town.
Hey, that's my point.
Depends on what airport you fly into. You fly into Hobby, Houston's hood as fuck. You fly into Bush and Continental, Houston's beautiful.
That's why Hobby starts with an H.
Yeah. It's hood. So they leave and they go to... what was the resort? Sousa or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Go to this resort. Valentine's like, hey, my uncle needs me to go feed his dogs.
Yeah, oh, that was absolutely hilarious. And then apparently he had to go find those dogs, breed those dogs, raise those dogs from puppies all the way, because he's gone for like 3 days. And one of the things we noticed real quick, like Dina points out right here, April did some serious code switches. She went from sweet little baby to hood girl voice.
She sure did. I mean, she went this very prim and proper all the time. All of a sudden, this motherfucker. I was like, Her inner Samuel L. Jackson came out.
Yes. Like Sedan's fan said, that hood came out of her. It shook me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of a sudden, the hood came out. Her country accent came out. I was like, where was all this before? Only thing she didn't do was just break out in some Spanish and cuss him out in Spanish too, which I wouldn't have been surprised if she did that.
Could you imagine having an argument that you got to like, and wait for it to translate? That would just take the fun out of arguing. But you know what? Forget about it. I'm not even mad. I'm going to let it go.
Well, let's be honest. We got iPhones. We got smartphones. It took the fun out of arguing with somebody on the phone because you can't hang up on them anyway. Because remember, you used to hang up with force. Yeah! You can't do that anymore. It's just like...
Now you got to like hang up. You got to block people. Block
yes.
You. That's the way to hang up. That's the way to do it. You got to block them now because I can hit end and then you can send me texts. And I was thinking, which is nothing worse than having an argument over the phone. You think it's over. Then you start getting those bing, bing.
Yes. look, here's the interesting thing. She decides after she can't find him, she goes to check on her business. She's got to go check on her business, right? Because mm-hmm. I was wondering when this was going to happen. If she really has this business here, when is she going to come to find out? I heard a guy talking. I'm like, well, he's American.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, you know, this older gentleman, this older, fine black man, is just there, you know, helping him out.
Or somebody. Come to find out. That's an older man. You said we dated years ago. I'm like, Jesus.
Like, okay, sugar daddy.
Yeah.
I thought it was just this, you know, oh, she has an older black man helping her out. You know, she's got this fine black man helping her out, you know, just this good natured black. No, actually, that's her old man. Literally, old man. Like, what the hell is going on here?
And I thought that was a trip, too. And then I'm just thinking to myself, okay, who broke up with who?
Okay, so first thing I thought was, he sees a little problem. He's like, ooh, there's a way back in. But then, when she wants to go find Valentine, it seems like Mike is like, yep. Thank God I ain't got to deal with this crap no more.
This is that bullshit that I dealt with.
Yes.
I don't have to deal with that anymore. Here we go. Because
like, I'll find him for you. Trust me.
Yeah. I'm just saying, okay, if you were able to pull an April at his age,
mm-hmm.
why didn't you keep her? But then the more I hear April, I'm like, yeah, I get it. I can only take so much of that.
Mm-hmm.
Too. The luster will wear off a little bit. Right. But so she has this business with her ex. And she's the boss. And then she's like... Posse up. We're going to go ride. We're going to go find him.
Right. Yo, for real. Just like, you know, let's go find him. She texts him. How are you going to go try and creep up on somebody and then text them, hey, send me a pin of where you are? Tell them what you're about to do. If you try to catch somebody in something, you don't do that. You roll up on them. This is how you know that she's still a little too bougie to understand this whole thing. Right?
No, no. She texted him and said, well, I'm on my way to your uncle's house. Mm-hmm. And then he texted his pin where he was, which is not at his uncle's house.
Of course, because he was down the street from the girl he was seeing. Who wasn't spraying him with Lysol before he got into bed.
He was going to let out some steam. Yeah, I took care of the dogs. Then I went to go hang out with my friends.
You know, Michelle says her ex looked like he was scared of it. Yeah, he recognized all of this. And he was just like, whew, thank God it's not me. I'll help. Isn't that him right? Isn't that him walking down the street right there? He was quick to point him out.
Yep. I'll let y'all go deal with that. Hey, go ahead. I'll sit here in the car, keep it warm.
Exactly. Yo, but here's an interesting thing, right? She gets out and they get into this argument, of course, using the translator app back and forth. And did you understand Valentine's point in saying like, look, you're not going to talk down to me and my family just because you have more money. Did you at least understand where he was coming from? The prideful place that he was coming from in that space.
I did. I did understand that. And, you know, you and I were talking about this. I think that in a lot of cultures, especially Latin cultures, the man is in charge. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're not going to be talked to that way. Here in America, you have what people call beta males that just let anybody talk to them any kind of way. You and I both would not let an April talk crazy to us like that. Mm-mm. You know, I'd walk away. I'd be like, and I don't need all that. Yeah. I'm good. I don't need your money. I don't need you're beautiful and all that. You go be with someone else. I'm going to go find my peace. But he felt disrespected, felt belittled, and then disrespected in front of this family. Like, what is you don't go back to your family like, so what did y'all think of April? You know, they're just like, mijo, no.
You know, it is a sense of entitlement that she has and feels like he should be grateful to be with her. And, you know, there is a certain pride, right? And you talk about it being in Latin culture. I say it's West Indian culture at the same time. It's not even about male and female. There's a certain In the Caribbean and in the West Indies, there's a definite pride that's there regardless. I don't care. You will never talk to me like that. You know what I mean? And that's just, there is such a manner that you're not going to talk to anybody in that space. And I think that's what came out of him. Like, yo, you're not going to treat my family like this. I don't care how much money you get. Then he's like, I'll pay you back. I'm like, yeah, bro, stop it.
Yeah, he's like, how much I'll give back to you. Whatever you need. But yeah, there's no way I would let anybody, especially my girlfriend, talk to me that way.
Yes.
You know, and be okay with it. And I think this is also why April didn't do well in the conventional dating world with other successful males. Mm-hmm. Because if they are also successful and don't really need your money, they're not going to put up with your bullshit.
So one of the things you said early on, at the beginning of the season, when we first met her, you said this exact same thing, that, you know, her dealing with other men who made what she made, you know, she wants to be the one in charge. Well, there's a level to being in charge, and you've got to treat people in different ways. You've dealt with women who made more than you. I've dealt with women who made more than me. And there's no point that you or I would ever allow anybody to talk to us crazy in any kind of way, right? Mm-mm. And that's the reason why, like, he's like, hold up, let me explain something to you real quick. All of us here in the DR work harder than any of you gringos. And like Dina says, how the hell did she not know what a gringo was being from Houston?
I don't know. Maybe that wasn't part of the Babbel packets that she bought when she was learning Spanish. I don't know. Maybe they took that word out.
It wasn't even in Duolingo? Come on, man.
Yeah, but I applaud Valentine for sticking up for himself and calling it out. That, you know, as he goes, no matter how educated she is, she has no manners.
Right.
And why would you want to be with somebody like that? And he's just like, yeah, go ahead, leave. Makes you know, which I feel like April is like, I can't believe you're going to try to walk away from all this and exactly. everything. You don't want this. He's just like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Because money can't buy you class. Mm-mm. If you don't have it, if it's not in your DNA, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You still cannot spell it.
I stopped dating someone many, many years ago because I was going to a friend's wedding and it was going to be in someone's backyard. But the weather was bad, so they wanted him to do it inside the house. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is. People, how they get married, what they want. I was dressed. She was dressed. We get there. We had to take her shoes off. And she was annoyed by that. Then we leave. She's like, I was dressed too cute to be at a wedding like that. And I was just like, we're not going to work out. those are my friends. And I don't care how cute you think you are. You're not above them. And maybe they don't have your money or whatever, but they're in love. This is how they did it. It was a crazy thing because everybody's just sitting around chilling. And then the groom is just sitting in the kitchen smoking a cigarette. He's like, all right, y'all ready to do this? And they got up and just kind of stood the thing. I mean, it was nothing fancy. But the fact that she judged them, that just turned me off and said, that's what you're going to be like with these folks. Mm-hmm. What are you going to be like with the rest of the world if we were to be together long term? So I was like, yeah, this is not going to work out. That was our last
thing. You got to learn the thing. And I think you have to learn how to interact with different people on different levels, right? There's a reason why you can talk to the janitor and the CEO and still get respect from both. There's a reason why I can do the exact same thing, because we understand and respect everyone. To get respect, you got to give respect. And she gave absolutely none. Like DJ says, I'm glad he stuck up for himself, because literally he had to, man. CD on White says, pride is strong in those Dominican men. You don't make enough money to bitch me. Thanks.
Oh, that's good.
I like that. Now, here's the thing. Dita pointed this out, too. There's literally a restaurant in Houston called Gringo's. And you know what, Dina? Here's the thing. While I know this restaurant, right, because it's like a Qdoba. It's like a Moe's Southwest. There was one in Charleston. And I remember going in there. And I'll tell you the reason why I remember it. First of all, I like the food. It was cool. But I remember going in there one day ordering a burrito. And when I said, all right, he said, what do you want in it? I said, I want chicken. I want some rice and I want some cheese. He goes, what else? That's it. He goes, what are you, 5? I said, yes, now make my damn burrito. Keep your damn attitude to yourself. Listen here, Mr. White Man. Make my burrito, gringo.
You and your no veggies. It's just, next time we go out to eat, I'm like, I'm gonna get the steak, the baked potato, asparagus. He'll take the chicken tenders and fries.
Oh, man. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.